We've been chatting a little about you, little bittle, and your freakish, unbearable quirk. We've agreed in the end, you're more nuisance than friend. You're a head-splitting, flawed piece of work. You're a head-splitting, flawed piece of work. We've no choice but suggest, for the good of the rest, that you seek an alternative road. We'd invite you to stay, but there's really no way. You ain't got what it takes to be a toad.
Toad!
You ain't got what it takes to be a toad, toad. No, you ain't got what it takes to be a toad, toad.
Biddle, can't you see we're all this? You're just that, it's a pity, little biddle, but your talents fall flat.
You ain't got what it takes to be a toad, toad.
Toads have come a long way since back in the day when we lived in the mud and the muck. Now we live by the brook, we've a much better look, and it wasn't just a case of good luck. It took time to decide how to stride side by side, set a style for the ideal toad. Live a life profound and take a shattering sound with a rumble, bubble, crumble, explode! Everything has been disturbed, all was pleasant, now perturbed, our perfect place is becoming unglued. We've no doubt left about what the problem is.
Problem, little biddle, is you!
Now, there's no right of birth, you must show us what you're worth. It's a grand given gift to be us. We've heard what you've got, you don't get another shot. There's no room for your bother, your fuss. Now let's not pretend or defend, little friend. Your potential, it appears, has plateaued. At the end of the day, you can see, we can say,
you ain't got what it takes to be a toad.
You ain't got what it takes to be a toad, toad. No, you ain't got what it takes to be a toad, toad. Got what it takes to be a toad.